Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
I surrender. Brania Capatea, Elele Sayara, Kitsukuyo Sayare Sale, Masika Yele Swa, Ekosuania Nasara, Efrana Yeposwa, Ekalaria Roswara, Reveal yourself to me, Jesus. Reveal yourself to me, Baba. Baba, soyo koswaya de la la.
Power is in you.
can do. Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what only you can do.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, you are the glory and you are the lifter of our head. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. We bless your name. We come into your presence with grateful hearts, with thanksgiving. Oh, God, we come to praise you. We come to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, Father, you are faithful. You are kind. There's no one like you, Almighty God. Thank you for your love, your compassion. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you, Lord, that you've never left us, that you are always with us. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and your mercy following us all the days of our lives. We thank you most importantly for salvation. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice, hallelujah, of your only begotten Son to restore us back to you, to redeem us back to you, so that we can have a relationship with you, so that we can accomplish our kingdom purposes, what you've set us to do, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father, that your original intention, oh God, that we can continue to walk in those intentions, but like it is in heaven. Let earth be an extension of heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for relationship with you, for the Holy Spirit. You said, I will not leave you comfortless. And you will send the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide and teach us. That the Holy Spirit will be with us. Our comforter, our friend, our guide, our teacher. So, Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Ghost who is leading and guiding and ministering to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for glorifying Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we adore you. We bless you. We worship you. From the bottom of our heart, we say thank you. you, Lord, we can trust you always. We bless your name. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O Lord. O God, have mercy. Mercy upon each and every one this morning under the sound of our voice, including myself. Have mercy. Father God, have mercy for our spouses. Have mercy for our children and grandchildren. Have mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy for our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God. Redouble your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the airways. Release the blood of Jesus into the cyberspace. Release the blood of Jesus into the network. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus for healing. In the name of Jesus, heal our spirit. Heal our souls. Heal our bodies, O God. Heal our emotions. In the name of Jesus, release your healing, O God. In the name of Jesus, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, through his blood, we are restored. Through the blood of Jesus, we are refreshed. We are renewed. O God, we pray for your healing. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh God, the blood of Jesus in the service, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus into our environment, our personal environment, in our homes, in our cars, wherever we are, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak. The blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the armor in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us. Send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels that are assigned to us war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, your holy angels, oh, your masantariako, in the name of Jesus, minister to us, oh God, according to your will, plan, and purpose. War on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for victory. With victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory. We thank you for the victory. Glory to Master, Guru Master. Glory to Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru. Uriya Master, Diriya Guru Master. Uriya Master, Diriya Guru Master. Hallelujah, Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru Master. Uriya Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru. Uriya Master, Diriya Guru Master. Uriya Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru Master, Diriya Guru Master. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost, we thank you. Thank you for hovering over us this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for burning things in us that is not of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for cleansing us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for purifying us. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We ask you, Spirit of the living God, fill us up, fill us up, fill us up to an overflow in the name of Jesus. Fill us up. Empower us. Oh, pour upon us your oil of gladness. Yes, Lord. Strengthen us, oh. Strengthen us, Holy Ghost. Strengthen us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need your strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We need your strength. We need your strength. We need your strength. We need your strength. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Uriya Masanteria Koya Masim. In the name of Jesus, Yekuriya Masanteria Ko. Lord, we pray, oh God, let the atmosphere, Uriya Masim, be permeated with the glory of God, Yakuriya Masim. Let us see a presence in your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is fullness, Uriya Masanteria Ko. In your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, Lord. Unspeakable joy. Joy everlasting. Weeping may endure through the night, but joy, joy, joy cometh in the morning. Not the joy that the world would give, but the joy that flows from the heart of God. The joy, the joy, the joy, everlasting joy, eternal joy. In the name of Jesus. And we say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Uriya Masetiriako. Heal our hearts. Uriya Masetiriako. Uriya Masetiriaka. Uriya Masem. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Jesus. We say, thank you, Jesus. You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Roma Santeria Curia Maseteriaco. Yekia Maseteria Coroma Seteria Coroma Set. Hallelujah. Uria Maseteria Coroma Seteria Coroma Set. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Uria Maseteriaco. You are great. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. And so we say, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory. To those that are just joining us this morning, say welcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God for you. Let us turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. And I'm going to go through it. I'm going to read the whole scripture and stop to where God wants me to stop in the scripture. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that year with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood up upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Matthias and Shema and Ananiah and Urijah and Hikah and Matthias on his right hand, and on his left hand, Padia, Michelle, Malkiah, and Hashem, and Hashabana, and Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, hallelujah, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah and Jamin, Akub, Shabbatia, Hadijah, Masia, Kalita, Azariah, Zabad, Hanan, Phaliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Because the people want to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tarshisha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the word of the Lord. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Go your way. I'm going to read that again. eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Not a be ye served, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites tell all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. All the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions to make mirth, because they had understood the word that was declared unto them. Hallelujah. They had understood the word that was declared unto them. So we're going to look at this a little bit, because every time we say, oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we got to, when you have Nehemiah chapter 1, and read that they were putting up the wall back, rebuilding the city of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And these people had been in captivity for a long time. And they had departed from the ways of God, because sometimes when there's confusion and different things, they depart, they were in captivity, and sometimes when you just have a sense of getting away from those things that you should have been acquainted with and knowing. So Nehemiah, and we see Ezra, and these people are hearing the word of God. It's the word of God, the Bible. Not only did they hear it as Ezra read it, but they had the priest there to give them an understanding what they had heard. And why was they crying? Because they were crying because they had gone astray from the law was, what had been written in the book of the law. So what if they were sad because they didn't follow those things? And sometimes, many times, if you don't know, you won't be able to follow. And sometimes one generation should teach the next generation and teach the next generation fully. But sometimes we get caught up in so many things and we're not teaching the next generation as they should, whether we're in captivity or whether in another country, wherever, there are certain things we have to pass down from one generation to the next generation, certain principles, certain rules, and certain things. And if we're not passing it down, how do we expect for them to behave a certain way when we get so caught up? You know, the devil will have us so busy, that we will not have the time to teach the younger generation the things that we learn, because we're so busy. And sometimes we make ourselves busy. Apart from working, sometimes we do things that are not really necessary, and we are required to teach the next generation. And not teach them with the spirit of error, but teach them in truth. Asking the Holy Spirit, let them know who God is. Let them know about Jesus. Let them know about the Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, the kids, the younger generation, the Holy Spirit will move in their hearts, and they will receive these things like we did when we were kids. That's why they say, train up a child that when he grows away, he will not depart. Yeah, because that seed is planted in them so that they can grow up knowing who Almighty God, who Christ is, and know the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm saying, so we see that these people are sad because they did not know. But you see, God is an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. You know, what the Nehemiah and Ezra said, you know, told the people, this is a holy day. Go eat. Be joyful. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not weep because you hear these words. Yeah, they were weeping because they were sad. Priest said, do not weep. Go your way. Eat. Be merry. Those that do not have some food, send them to them. This day is holy. To be sorrowful, the joy of the Lord is why? Because now you know we have brought it to you. Be joyful, at least you've heard it. And because they've heard it, there's restoration begins. Hallelujah. It's almost like a revival. They didn't even not only heard the word, but the priest gave them understanding. Hallelujah of the word. Because when you hear the word, if you do not have an understanding of the word, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. If you don't have that understanding, you still will be confused and you will still be mixed up and don't understand. But when you hear the word of God, that's why we thank God for the Holy Spirit and have an understanding. God, let it be so plain and simple to you that you can not only hear, but be able to receive and be able to do, live the word of God according to what God wants us to do. And so he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not weep. So what am I saying to you this morning? Many times in life, there's so much discouragement sometimes. We get up in this mood, that mood, or whatever it is, or different issues as we get up, different things we hear. The news, this thing, that thing, and people are dying, this thing is happening, that thing is happening, and we hear all these things. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why? Because you have hope. Who hope in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength because he paid the price on Calvary. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Finished work of the cross. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength because you can enter, come to the throne of grace. There's no veil. You can speak to God 24/7. Hallelujah. You can speak to him about anything that's going on. Hallelujah. The joy, you can speak and he can release to you. You trust him. He cannot, the joy of the Lord, it cannot be your strength if you do not trust him. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When David wrote in 1 Chronicles 16:27, strength and joy are in his place. Where strength and joy are in whose place? God's place in heaven. 1 Chronicles 12:16-27. Hallelujah. Heaven. Hebrews 9:11-12. The place, the holy, filled with the glory and joy and strength of Almighty God. You see, as it is in heaven, joy is in heaven. Love is in heaven. Happiness is in heaven. Peace is in heaven. Hallelujah. Then you look at Matthew 25:21-23. We can enter into the joy of God. Jesus said, well done into the joy of your master. Who's your master? Hallelujah, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Then we look at John 15, 10, 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you. This is Jesus speaking. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be made full. John 15, 10, 11. Joy cannot come from the world. It comes from Almighty God. Hallelujah. We cannot just have joy on our own. It comes from God. So therefore, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. You can enter into the joy of the Lord, and you can be strong. Hallelujah. We give joy to God. As I said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's not only something we just say when you're weak and you're going through things. I do it all the time. And I will say the joy of the Lord is my strength. And not only say it, declare it over my life, but I believe it. Suddenly as you begin to declare those words over your life, regardless of what you're going through, you feel it. That joy of the Lord. The Bible says in Luke 15, 7, there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Luke 15, 7. One sinner that repents, oh my God, there's joy. There's something going on. And hallelujah. God is at work in you, both to will and do work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:12. Yes, we can give joy to the Lord when you give joy unto the Lord because you trust him. Regardless of what you hear and what you see, you trust him. So you don't walk around with a frown face and miserable because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah was speaking to the remnant of Israel who has returned to Judah to rebuild the city and its temple. It was time for restoration of the physical city, for restoration of the spiritual tabernacle. We are the tabernacle. And how can our tabernacle, earthly tabernacle, be without listening to the word of God, understanding and being obedient? There was sorrow and weeping when God's people heard God's law and they realized they had gone away from its teaching. But Ezra told them, rejoice and celebrate because of the restoration. And he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you this morning, regardless of what is going on? Receive that joy that comes from Almighty God. Regardless of what's going on in your life, what you're hearing, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let joy. Or I can't have joy because look what this happening and that happening. Then you will never have joy because 24/7 things are happening. 24/7 you will hear bad news, this person died, this person. So you will not have that joy, but you have joy because you have hope. Because Jesus paid that price. Hallelujah. So walk in that joy that comes from Almighty God. As Nehemiah said, do I eat? Be joyful. Hallelujah. Let the joy overflow your heart. Hallelujah. Be an encouragement to those that might be going through deeper things than what you're going through. And pray, let us pray for one another in the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. The most sorrowful thing that, to me, in my personal opinion, when people die, that happens, if that person was not in Christ Jesus, if they die without giving a life to Christ, then if that's sad, it's because then they're not going to the kingdom of God. But if the person died in Christ, it's supposed to be a celebration. I mean, that's why we're supposed to win souls for Christ. Our family members, we can't just let them just leave here without hearing the good news. It is up to us to tell them the good news about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will do the work in them. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Spirit, and pray for salvation for members of your family, members of mine that do not know Christ, that they can come into knowing Jesus and receiving him as the Lord and personal Savior. The Holy Spirit can do a work. He changes the heart. He can move, because you cannot receive salvation without the Holy Spirit. But we have to pray. You can't just say, no. You got to pray for your family members. Keep on praying and keep on believing. And remember, God said, I will have mercy on who I choose to have mercy on. So it's up to you. It's up to me to pray for family members, children, different people in our families. It could even be your parents, your siblings. It could some people, it's their spouses. Just don't leave it. Pray for them. Just don't always, carrying the gospel, just talking. No, pray. Pray, and heaven, God will respond to your prayer. Amen. And so that when you have, yes, you will be sad when people pass away and things happen, but you will not mourn as the pagan. You will have joy knowing that that person is with the Lord. And this, what God said, I will give you what? He will comfort those that mourn. There will be mourning. You will be comforted. And knowing that you will see that person again. And this time when you see them again, when you get to heaven, that ministered to me one day. I was going through a thing, and the Lord just placed it in my spirit. I was thinking about my mother, and the Lord placed it in my spirit and said to me, you know, this time when you meet with your mother, when you die in grace, and when you meet with your mother, there will be no more separation. No more separation. There will be no more death, no more tears, no more sorrows forever and ever. So think, and when the Lord spoke that to me, I said, oh my God, this time when I leave this world and I be with my mother or my father and my sister and those that departed, there's no separation anymore. Forever and ever and ever and ever and hallelujah. And that's you. And I just saw that joy come into my spirit man. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you spoke to us this morning. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to help us to win souls. Let the spirit of evangelism rest upon us, that we can pray for those in our families, our friends, our neighbors to receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, that the good news of the gospel can be spread throughout, oh God, and that the Holy Spirit will move on the hearts, family and friends, neighbors, oh God, that do not know you, that they will receive you, O God, as their Lord and personal Savior, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for the unspeakable joy. We thank you for revival. We thank you, Lord, that even when we read the Word of God, we read with the spirit of understanding and revelation, not in our own interpretation, but in the understanding and revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we rely on you to teach and lead us and guide us into all truth. We are relying on you, Spirit of the living God. And so we thank you, Father God. You said, eat, be merry, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the glory and the lift of our heads. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for revival and restoration. We thank you, Lord, for moving in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, moving in our lives. Father God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting all those that are mourning in the name of Jesus. Father God, let joy, unspeakable joy, fill our homes, our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord gave me not too long ago. It's a simple song. I want you to learn and sing along. It just says, I will sing of his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. Everybody join us. Let us sing. Let us sing. Let us sing.